is the Holy Spirit of God? And do you have Him in your life? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about knowing the Holy Spirit of God. The Scripture shows us clearly that God is one in three persons or manifestations called the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so, we know who Father God is, and we know who the Christ is, the Son of God, who gave Himself for us on the cross to pay for all sin, once and for all men, once and for all time, once and for all sin, for those who receive Him as personal Lord and Savior. But in the Old Testament Scripture, the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Spirit of God, meaning the Spirit of God the Father. And in the Old Testament, He is also given a title, King Melchizedek, or Melchizedek, King of Salem. Now, there are some Bible scholars and translators who want you to believe
that is a title of a human person. Many say it was Shem. Not so. Why? Because the first thing we need to know is what his name means. Melchizedek is the English pronunciation. In the Hebrew, it is Melchizedek. And it means righteous priest king. Well, in the book of Romans, we read, there is none righteous, no, not one. Therefore, it could never be a human person or a descendant of Noah or anyone else. As a matter of fact, in the book of Hebrews, he is given a title, King of Righteousness. That is a title that can only belong to the Godhead, one of the three persons of the Trinity. That being the case, the only part of the Godhead who has been on the earth since the time of the creation is the Holy Spirit, referred to in the Old Testament as the Spirit of God, in the New Testament as the Spirit of Jesus of prophecy, meaning that the Father and the Son, Christ, Jesus, share the same Holy Spirit. And what is he on the earth for? In 1 John 5, verse 6, we read, "And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is the truth." As a matter of fact, in that same scripture, we are told that the Holy Spirit will teach us all things, and that he is the Comforter, the Helper. Now, we understand the reason why he is on the earth, to lead us into all truth. As Melchizedek, King of Righteousness, he has a priesthood ministry, because in Genesis 14, he is referred to as King of Salem. Salem is an old title of Jerusalem, and he is referred to as priest unto the Most High God. Well, Jesus said in John 3:6, "The things of the Spirit are spirit, and the things of the flesh are flesh." So he could not have been a human person being priest unto the Most High God. If the things of the Spirit are spirit, he had to be a spirit manifestation of the Godhead. That's why he has a title, King of Righteousness, that can only apply to one of the Godhead, and the only one of the Godhead, that is the Trinity, that has ever been on the earth continually since the creation, has been the Holy Spirit, manifesting to Abraham as King of Salem, King of Jerusalem. Why is it important to know the Holy Spirit? In Romans 8, verse 11, the Spirit said through Paul, "But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you." And then, in John 6:63, the Spirit said, "It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life." That's Jesus speaking. And again, in the Gospel of John, chapter 14:26, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, dwelling with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." How do we receive the Holy Spirit? Some people say, "Well, I get the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit when I get born again." John 3:3 says, "Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God," meaning you cannot understand. You'll try to read the Bible. It won't make much sense to you. It's not open to you. Because you have to have Christ in you first, and the Holy Spirit of Christ in you then opens up the Word of God to you, and you begin to understand. That is a witness of His presence. It is a proof of His presence. He will witness. Romans 8:16 says, "The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." And then in John 3:6 it says, "Unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." Being born of water does not mean water baptism, although water baptism by immersion is required for the seal of your salvation, according to New Testament scripture. But born of water was a Hebrew idiom, an expression that was common among the Hebrews. When a woman was about to give birth, and the bag of waters came down the birth canal and burst and broke, and the water poured out, they said that the child was born of water. It was an expression of an impending physical birth. So, when we say and read John 3:6, "Unless you are born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God," what it is saying to us is we must be born once into physical existence, and then into spiritual existence, into the kingdom of God, by the Holy Spirit who indwells us when we ask Christ into our hearts, being willing to turn from our sin. So we must be born physically into this existence and then spiritually into the kingdom. Now, it's important to understand that your understanding will be opened up when you turn to God. In 2 Corinthians 3:16 and 18, it says, "But whenever a man turns to the Lord, the veil that is the spiritual blindness that is in him, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory." That means victory to victory. "Just as from the Lord, the Spirit." In Romans 8:9, the Spirit, through Paul, said, "However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him." There's some confusion out there when it comes to understanding the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit upon you. They are two separate and distinct experiences required for salvation and the faith walk. We just read John 3:3. "Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." You cannot understand it. That is called the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. When you get born again, or born from above is the more proper term is as applied to that, the Holy Spirit comes into your spirit man and regenerates your spirit man anew, immediately, completely perfects it. And he stays in you until you are home in glory with the Father. That is called the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit produces the fruit of the Spirit, those things that make you, mold you, form you, break you into the image and likeness of Christ and make you more like He is. Such things as peace, joy, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, self-control, etc. That is not the same thing as the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And there are those that argue that when Christ comes in me, I am baptized in the Holy Spirit. No, you are not. And I will prove it to you right now. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the born-again experience, which I just described. However, in Acts 1, verse 8, Jesus said to the apostles who were already born again, "Tarry in Jerusalem for not many days, hence you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." There is a difference between the Holy Spirit within and the Holy Spirit upon. If you take all the scriptures of the Bible, Old Testament and New, on the Holy Spirit, and you write them down, you will see that they can be just about equally divided into two groups. Those that speak of the Holy Spirit within, those that speak of the Holy Spirit upon. How do I know? I've done it. And you can too. The Holy Spirit within is the indwelling or born-again experience. Now Jesus said in Acts 1:8 to the apostles, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." Power. The power to overcome. That is through the manifestation of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, which empower you to overcome and minister things on behalf of the kingdom for God's purpose and to his glory. The apostles already had the Holy Spirit within. They were already born again when Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." In Luke chapter 11, the entire chapter is dedicated to people receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit by asking Father God for it. And the gifts are mentioned, and what the Lord said there is, how will it be possible for those who ask their Father to give them a gift? Will the Father give them a counterfeit or a false gift? He will not. But it's by trust and without doubting that we receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit when we ask Father God for in Christ Jesus' name. That's a second proof, because in Luke chapter 11, what was being said was addressed to born-again believers. They were already saved. They already had the Holy Spirit within. That's the second proof. Then, in Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, it says, "And when the apostles had heard that Samaria had received the word," let's stop right there, "had received the word" is a Greek idiom, an expression meaning that they had gotten saved. They had received salvation, the born-again experience. The word is a title of Christ, Jesus. John 1 says, "In the beginning was the word," speaking of Christ with the Father. When Samaria had received the word, that is, they got born again, "The apostles sent them, Peter and John, to go down to them and lay hands on them, for as of yet they had not received the Holy Spirit," speaking of the baptism. And then it goes on to say that they went down there, laid hands on them, and they received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So at first, In verse 14, it's acknowledging that they got saved. They got the indwelling. And then in verse 17, it confirms they got the baptism. Two separate and distinct experiences of the Holy Spirit. Can you get this experience of the Holy Spirit? Yes. How? By praying to Father God without doubting. "Father God, baptize me in your Holy Spirit. I receive the Lord Christ Jesus and your salvation by trusting faith on him." Are you ready to do it? Here's a more formal way to pray, and then ask God to baptize you in his Holy Spirit. You will overcome in your faith walk. Gifts will manifest, and you will know that with what they are, when they do, to the glory of the Father and the purpose of the kingdom, that you may overcome. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.